Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spoler. Our good friend, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, is on vacation this week. And Chef, we hope you're having a great time eating lots of good food. Now, down to business. Grilling season is in full swing, and there is one cut of beef that does extremely well on the grill, and that's flank steak. Maryland farmers who raise beef will always have some of this delicious cut on hand, and if you haven't tried it, you ought to. Now, Chef Jerry Pellegrino will tell you, grilling a flank steak does require a little bit of savvy. Flank steak itself comes from the lower abdomen of the cow. It's a long, thin, flat piece of meat that can be very chewy if not properly prepared. At the market, it comes rolled up, and when you get it home, you unroll it, and you'll discover that it's about 12 inches to 18 inches long, about 5 inches wide, and as I say, less than an inch thick. The first thing I do is check to see if there's any silver skin membrane. This whitish, semi-transparent tissue sits tightly on top of the meat. If you don't cut it off, it will shrink dramatically when cooked, compressing the meat and making it even more tough. Now just use a long, very sharp knife to get under there and cut it away, peel it back, and if you can't do that, at least score it very briskly, very vigorously, so that when it shrinks, it won't shrink too much. This being done, you may want to cut the flank steak into two pieces for easy handling. Now the next thing we want to do is tenderize the meat with a marinade. Now first, I advise pricking the steak with a fork to allow greater penetration for the liquid. Then you'll want to prepare a combination of oil, acid, and seasoning. Now, I find it easy to pour the marinade into a large sealable plastic bag, something with a Ziploc for instance, and just pop the flank steak in it. Leave it in the refrigerator for at least 2 hours overnight if you can manage. And you want to move it around for even soaking. Now to cook, take the steaks out of the marinade and wipe them down with a paper towel. Get them as dry as you can, then season with salt and a lot of pepper. And remember, a wet steak will steam and not sear. You want to avoid that. Now, if you have a grill, fire it up and get a good hot corner going. If you could cook with wood chips, so much the better. Now, place the steak on the grill and check your watch. You'll only need about 3 minutes on each side to get it up to 135 degrees or medium rare. And make no mistake, this is a meat that needs to be a little bit pink on the inside. Traditionally, after we let it rest, we cut the flank steak across the grain into half-inch thick slices. If you know how to whip up a chimichurri sauce, this is the perfect time to do it. And while you're at it, whip up some black beans and rice. It's a classic combination. Now, I think that flank steak is so versatile that you can go with just about any kind of steak sauce that you can come up with. An alternative would be to prepare chopped up flank steak with sesame and broccoli, which is a classic Chinese dish. Now, if you're tempted to try flank steak, you'll be pleased to find that this is one of the less expensive cuts of beef out there. And luckily for us, Maryland farmers have plenty on hand. On behalf of Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'm Al Spoler. You've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.